हैप्पी मोमेंट्स, पल पल की खुशियां. ही इज एक्साइटेड टू हैव अ वेरी यंग, वेरी करेजियस, बोल्ड, इंडिपेंडेंट, स्ट्रेट फॉरवर्ड वैष्णवी फ्रॉम हैदराबाद विद अस. वैष्णवी, वेलकम टू द हैप्पी मोमेंट्स, पल पल की खुशियां.
Yes, I'm very happy to be part of this, and let's see how it goes, because first podcast session, so let me see.
Oh yes, happy to see Vaishnavi, your enthusiasm, your smile, and no pressure. On other side, I feel under pressure with you. Vaishnavi, first of all, I would like to know this personality, what I see. This comes inside you from where?
Yeah, I mean, when you ask this question, I'm thinking to myself, was I like this bachpan se? But I was not like this. I had stage fear and all. Now maybe I'm confident about what I'm talking. That is what you see, maybe outside. Because I'm I know I've experienced all this about diabetes. I know how it is. If you ask me any question, I'm confident enough to answer that. So maybe that is why I'm not scared of anything. I have that courage and to speak.
Now, as you mentioned that you are not like this what we see you today,
yes,
in from bachpan se.
Yeah.
So was there any cut-off point which motivated you, or there are series of activities which made Vaishnavi the Miss Vaishnavi of 2024?
No, nothing like that. I don't know. Somehow, even I see that change recently. I've become more confident in what I'm doing. If I'm confident only, I will do. If I'm speaking with some parent, I cannot randomly tell them, don't give her this or give her this and all. Obviously, because I'm confident, I'm able to talk like that. Maybe I'm talking with many parents these days.
Okay.
That also may be a reason.
That may be the reason, you know better.
But I see that. I'm not reaching out to anyone, but they are coming to me these days. I don't know how my name is going. But I am interacting with many.
Oh, that's good to
maybe
know.
The reason.
Vaishnavi, in today's age, especially in India, still we feel that girls does not get that much of exposure, that much of opportunity.
Yes.
Still, they are grown up in more protection.
Yes.
So, how is your experience with your childhood, then you're growing up, and now you are like sought after person in healthcare field?
So, I feel experience is all which matters. Even as a girl, I can say that I had my experiences very well. So, from that each incident, I start learning. Now, when I'm walking on a road, obviously some fellow from back might come and hit me. I did have that experience. So, obviously next time I'll be sure, if anyone hits me, not just taking defense, but also what to do to him, what lesson I should teach him.
Okay.
I am at that level. So, suppose someone is walking beside me, and if he's trying to hit me also, what should I do next? Should I hold his hand and pull him? Will I have that energy? Or if he's going on a bike, what should I do? Should I kick his bike? All these, I think.
Vaishnavi, though you are a dentist by profession.
Yes.
And then IT professional now. So may I know that how this change came?
So I'll tell you the first inspiring thing. Being a dentist, obviously you can earn a lot, but after post-graduation, I didn't want to take extra burden. See, being a diabetic already is a very economic burden to my family, I feel. Now for my education, my parents, we are three siblings, three sisters. Out of all three, for me only, for my education, my parents have spent a lot. That is another thing. I didn't want to take post-graduation and spend another 30 lakhs for that education. I thought, let me deviate. It's okay. I will deviate. I will do my MBA in hospital administration and get a job where I will definitely be able to spend for my insulin and my glucometer or whatever it is. That was my first thing. Getting a job was not. Having a salary where I can take care of my own needs is what my thought was. So that is how I thought I'll move to, I did MBA in hospital administration. Through campus placement, I got into an IT company and I'm working there now.
Okay. So how do you feel that moving from a dentist, which is also a good profession,
yes,
not only in India, even overseas as well,
yes,
how is your feeling now?
I still do consultations, free consultations.
Okay.
So I did not lose a grip on it. And now the job which I'm doing also, it is a health IT. So the screens which I look at will have all medical terms. So I'm still in touch with the
okay
healthcare.
Right. And Vaishnavi, are now moving a bit to diabetes. A diabetic person, and especially type 1, they have whole life in front of them. And with insulin, either through pump or pen or syringes, then multiple checkings. Sometime it is considered that life is gone now. How is your take on that?
Initial stages, everyone will have a stage, you know, where we feel, why me? That stage, I'm sure every diabetic has is going through or has passed that, but had come out of it some way. I was in that phase very much. I used to think, why me? Why should I only suffer? Because I never met any other type 1 diabetic that time. Neither in my college, nor my school friends, nor my sister's college, my elder sister's office. They did not see anyone. It was only me. Why should I need to face all this? I kept thinking about it. Nothing happened. Just many tears were wasted. So when I came out of it, I started to think, how can I make myself better? First, I should enjoy my own company rather than me expecting someone else to make me happy. So when I came out of it, I started to do things which make me happy. So what are the things which make me happy? I'm a foodie. I cannot avoid. When doctor told me I'm type 1 diabetic, my mom started crying there only. I was like, kya hai? Ek tablet to lungi to kafi hai. But when I came out and we were coming back home, returning home, there is a jalebi bandi which I smell always while going to college. I always thought I should ask my father to get me jalebi. When I was returning from the clinic to home, again that jalebi pandita, and that smell was coming, I was like, oh shit, I can't eat this. That is when I felt bad.
Okay.
I felt very bad then. Obviously, okay, fine. I can survive. I can still survive. I used to think that. And initial 8-10 years, I was not taking care properly. Definitely not taking care properly, keep it a self. I was physically good. I even at college, I play. College was done by 3:30 until 4, just a nap. And then I get up, have snacks, and then throw ball, badminton, table tennis. Either of these three, I'll be playing. And after that, dinner, and then some homework maybe. So I complete that and sleep. This was my routine for 5 years at college. And then I thought this is not, when I got more time, when I was done with my education and all, when I was in internship, I need not study daily. So I thought I have more time now. What should I do? Then I started to jog and walk. But never did I monitor. That was a bad thing that I did not realize back then. I used to get my HbA1c checkup 6 months mein ek bar, and never it was below 9.
Okay.
Never it was below 9. So still I did not stop doing what I was doing. I used to go for my doctor consultation. She used to say, eat, let's know why 4 idli, eat 2 idli. I'm like, how? That is not sufficient for me. But and then later when I changed to, that was when I was in 30/70. Later I changed to basal bolus regime. When I was on that, I used to get more hypos. When I went back to the same doctor, they were like, eat properly. Why 2 idli? Eat 4 idli. This is how will it work like that? I didn't want to go back to the doctors and all. So later, somehow, my sister searched for all these diabetes things and all. She does a lot for me. She's buying a sugar-free cake for me, or any news articles which inspires her, she sends me. The US Dexcom pages, my sister got it. I mean, she suggested, go through these whenever you have time or join that group simply. I did that, and back then it was like internet package bhi nahi tha meri phone mein. Mobile, having a proper phone was not, that time only all the mobiles started coming. So when I had a mobile data balance and all, I started figuring out things, and my sister got me added into a diabetes local group. Then I met few fellow T1Ds. That was a life changing day for me.
Okay.
Because not just meeting, people were like, if you need help, we are there. Such things. They used to come voluntarily to talk with me. Obviously, I didn't know if it was helpful or not. But without trying, how can I say if it is helpful or not? So I did go, I did speak, I did go to all the meetings and all. I started talking with them. And we went to a trek. There was a trek organized by, yaad nahi aa raha mujhe that trek group, but it is from Aurangabad, where they call invited all T1Ds for them. They want 100 T1Ds in that trekking. I was part of it. I went with these people. It was a new group. I didn't know anyone from that. I was like, if I like them, I will stay with them.
Right.
During that 3 days. If I don't like them, I can take a ticket to Hyderabad and come back. Kya hai isme? I went. So luckily, we did trekking for, 18 kilometers. It was some 6-7 hours of trek. 18 kilometers or 20 kilometers it was. All T1Ds. All kids. And after we were done with the trekking, we were given food, obviously at 4 o'clock. We didn't have, we had our breakfast and then again directly evening 4 o'clock. You should see all the kids there, everyone, when the food was ready, first thing they did was take out the glucometer and check the blood sugar levels. Such a great initiative. The doctor, she suggested everyone to follow it, and everyone were doing it. Everyone checked. And everyone have checked their sugar readings. Accordingly, they took their insulin. Also, during the trek, there were people who came, glucometer hai kya, sugar hai kya, sugar trips and all. Because people were going low.
Right.
Not because of the trek, but because of the basal might be high or something. Right. They should understand it. So, we had all our snacks, we shared. Everyone knows what to eat there. It was good. It was a very, walking with a... with your family is different, working with strangers is different. So here it made me feel like a family, even though it was my first 1 week of interaction with them.
Right.
I felt very good. So that was 4 times checking a day. That is what they follow. And I feel every doctor also should tell the same to the kids who are diagnosed. And even I, after meeting my T1Ds only, I started monitoring regularly. Until then, I don't remember.
That's fine.
How many
that's
times
okay.
I read. But when you start monitoring regularly, that is when you will understand how your levels are and what changes you need to bring. That
okay.
is the first step.
Right. So Vaishnavi, from track to college,
yes.
sister support.
Yes.
Now, I move that you are a marathon runner as well.
Yes.
And how Vaishnavi, and you always look in a very good shape too. What cadet or what routine you have every day?
So maybe in my genes, I don't know.
Okay.
But yeah, when I was diagnosed, first thing was my diet figured out. I lost 4 kgs in 1 month. I returned from hostel. As soon as I returned, my inter 2 years at hostel, and then when I returned, my father used to observe. Obviously, I have a twin sister. They have someone to compare. Why am I only losing weight, not her? So my dad kept saying me, you're losing weight. But I also observed I started eating a lot. So I ate a lot, but still I'm not putting on weight. That was one thing. My diagnosis story is another super story, I should say.
Okay.
After that, when I started using my insulin and all, again I started putting on weight. I mean, I was proper. I was not more, I was not less. And as I said, I studied at 10 till 4 years, 5 years actually. So food was very good there. I used to eat a lot of insulin also I used to take. I did put on weight. After that, when I returned back to home after my BDS, 6 months I practiced in a clinic. Morning 10 I used to go, I used to return back home at 10 o'clock. Lunch ke liye I go back home and again come back to clinic. That time, I didn't have time to eat outside food. I didn't have time. Ah. Not that I didn't like, I didn't have time.
Okay.
So, that is the time I used to work. Now 10 to 10, night 10 na. So, beach mein no outside food, just my meals. Breakfast, lunch and then dinner. I used to keep in a box dry fruits.
Okay.
If I feel hungry, just I used to munch those. And I used to commute in a bus.
Gee.
So I made sure, I said I returned back from home to clinic after my lunch, right?
Yes.
So then I get down a stop extra so that I can walk that little while. That was the one extra thing I used to do. Whenever possible, I used to walk a lot during that 6 months. 6 months mein, I lost 6 kgs just by avoiding outside food and having a regular diet, and I also started my basal and bolus regime then.
Right.
So my levels were under control. I was eating proper homemade food, nothing extra, dry fruits. This way, I really lost in a healthy way my weight, and I was 53. Again, after that, I never gained weight.
Okay. But that was a blessing. That was a blessing.
Yes.
Yes. Vaishnavi, one bit personal question. Because still in our country, lot of marriages,
yes,
are arranged marriages.
Yes.
And Vaishnavi, some youth who wants to get married, but they are shy of disclosing that they are type 1 diabetes.
Yes.
What is your opinion on this?
So initially when I was diagnosed, I did not tell anyone that I was diabetic,
okay,
even in my hostel.
Okay.
My dad told the administrative department that she is diabetic, and my hostel warden. No one else knew. So first time when I went into hypoglycemia, I was supposed to go to class by 9. I took insulin. I was supposed to eat after half an hour. I kept alarm and slept, because there was half an hour. Miss doesn't open by then. I didn't wake up until 9 o'clock. My friends came to me to wake me up, to take me to class. We all go to class together because we to avoid ragging.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I didn't wake up. They thought I was dead. Literally dead, I should say. So, I was not moving also. They bent me. They put water. I was not waking up. So, that was my first hypoglycemic incident. And they took me to the hospital. So, when they were taking me to the hospital also, when they put me in a wheelchair, when I sat, my friend tells that now also, I put my one leg on the other leg itself. I was not responding.
Okay.
But in the chair when I sat, when they put me on the chair, I put one leg on the other leg and sat.
Then at least she's alive.
Ha, that is it. I was alive. I was, you know, the person who put me on the chair was a man.
Hmm.
So when he put me on the chair and he was putting my hand on my legs,
yeah,
I removed his hand and I put my hand like this itself. So, all that,
okay,
and they didn't know that I was diabetic. They went off to the class after I slept, and my administrative person came. He gave me coconut water. First sip, and I was like, why am I here? What is happening? Is it a dream or is it real? First hypoglycemia incident. So, obviously, it was an eye opener for me that okay, aisa hoga, so I should be careful.
Right.
Until then, no one told me. I don't know why doctors don't tell about hypoglycemia. They always tell, if you don't eat properly, I mean, if you don't monitor properly, you will end up in highs, and that will, you will have future complications. Hypoglycemia is equally dangerous.
Yes.
Doctors should tell about hypoglycemia. My doctor didn't tell me. Even though I was first year of my dental, I didn't have that knowledge to think. I know people tell that, you know, if it is not in range, future complications are all kidney problems, eye problems, nerve problems and all. No one ever told me about,
okay,
hypoglycemia. And that first incident which happened to me was definitely an eye-opener for me. I tell whoever I know, whichever new type 1 diabetic I meet, I make sure I tell about this incident to those parents, just to make sure that they understand the severity of hypoglycemia.
Gee.
They should be careful about it. And to the marriage topic which you asked me, I do know people who did not disclose about this diabetes thing to their would-be's or fiancés, and immediately, second day only, they left. Why will someone even know such a big thing it is in our life? You're going to spend rest of the life with your partner. It is not good to hide. My life partner, even colleagues, if you tell your colleagues, kya hoga? Maybe they will be like, if they give you any sweet, if they're offering and if they got any sweets, they will not give you. You go and take, no, what's there? So, I started telling people and it did not make much difference for me. But they started taking care of me, so that is a good thing.
Okay.
Extra, I know it is an extra burden for them, feeling, are ye patient hai, iske saath rehna hai. Initially, they were like that. But when they understood me, when they understood how I eat, how I manage, they're all good now.
Okay.
My colleagues are also dental and MBBS, Ayurvedic doctors and all.
Yes.
So, initially they stopped me a lot from eating things. Mm. But now they understood. They only come and give me chocolates. If it is something new, foreign chocolates, they give me. Dark chocolate specifically they get for me. So, it's good to tell out rather than more harm in hiding it.
Okay. No, Vaishnavi, it's good to know your clarity. You are very confident, Vaishnavi, because time is moving fast.
Yes, yes.
My last question, irrespective of type 1 or not type 1, what message on health you would like to give to youth all over the world?
Yes, irrespective of being healthy or unhealthy or having type 1 diabetes or myositis or whatever it is. So, first thing, everyone should be healthy. If not now, when? You should enjoy your life. To enjoy, you should also do something extra. Rather than paying hospital bills later, it is better to, you know, pay for your gym bills or any exercise and all. I feel it is very much important. It hardly takes 1 hour in the morning. Once wake up a Sunday morning, wake up 1 hour early and see. You don't know how effective the entire day. You'll have the entire day left. If you wake up at 10 o'clock, you'll feel like, arey, half din ho gaya, aur kya karu main? But when you exercise that 1 hour in the morning that day, you will definitely feel, okay, let me plan for my day, let me do this. You'll be so active. That difference, I understood that difference. After that, I thought I should go daily. For my birthday, I woke up, I slept at 2 o'clock. And then next day morning, 6:30, I woke up. I felt, it was shocking for me only. How am I so organized? I didn't know I was so good.
Salute.
After that, yeah, I started making it a routine. If I want to go, I will definitely wake up. I will do it. And obviously, taking care of health is the utmost priority for anyone at any age. Even if you're 35 or 40, if you think you need to be fit, thinking that, getting that thought is only the first important thing. If you get that thought, rest all will fall in place. Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Vaishnavi, for being so forthright. It is good to have people who have the clear vision.
Yes.
And really, it's inspiring talking to you.
Thank you.
Thank you very, very much for being with the Happy Moments, Pal Pal Ki Khushiyan.
Yeah, thank you so much. And Happy Moments. I don't know if I spoke about my Happy Moments. If I eat a dessert, it's just a happy moment for me, obviously.
Okay.
So, even a diabetic can have desserts. Also, understand how to bolus for it.
Ji.
You can enjoy any dessert or anything.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.